Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, public health officials and medical experts might have succeeded. I think a lot of people are scared to death about COVID. I think the education has gotten out there. I think people have been told over and over and over again all these months that somebody getting COVID, it can infect their lungs, consume their lungs, they end up going on a ventilator and dying. I think the public has been made very well aware that hospitals are overwhelmed. And if you have another sort of medical issue, you might not get a bed or be able to get treated in the hospital because the hospitals are overwhelmed with COVID. The public has also been told that if they do walk into a medical center for something frivolous, they could get COVID. And to not go into medical centers if they don't have to. Not to go to the doctor, not to go to the dentist. For months, they were told to not go to the dentist, or dentists weren't allowed to be open because of COVID. COVID kills, COVID kills, COVID kills, COVID kills, COVID kills. COVID kills so much that businesses have to shut down, that people have to lose their life savings, they have to lose their life business. In New York, Governor Cuomo has just now ordered indoor dining completely closed in New York City. Even though indoor dining, from what I understand, only causes, I guess, 1.56% of the cases, people at home, private gatherings, they say, are spreading it, although there's been a lot of debate where people stuck at home are spreading it to each other. But it's all about you're going to die. If you get COVID, you could die. We need the vaccine. We need the vaccine. So as I'm taking care of patients online, I'm talking to them. I'm like, all right, are you going to get the vaccine when it's available? The number one answer I get is, oh, hell no. And I'm like, what? Why not? They're like, I'm not leaving the house. COVID kills. Why am I going to leave the house, these people think, to go to a medical facility to get the shot when you guys have been telling me all these months to not go to a medical facility if I don't need to? And I'm like, okay, yeah, but when the vaccine comes out, you know, you're going to want to get the vaccine to protect you against COVID. The average person is so freaked out. We freaked out people so much that they don't want to get the vaccine. So some people out there, I've been talking to the medical experts, are like, okay, well, then maybe what we do is we give the vaccine in non-medical areas. You know, like maybe, you know, we'll do it through a drive-up, drive-through, you know, and they'll probably have to end up maybe doing that. The problem is there's a whole process when it comes to the COVID vaccine. And in fact, as we discussed earlier with the UK, their guidelines are watch for anaphylaxis, watch the person for at least 15 minutes, which is what we usually do with injections anyway. Make sure when you give the vaccine, you are in a facility that could administer care if somebody goes into anaphylaxis. So, what did we do here? I get called all the time, and doctors are reaching out going, what's wrong with people? They're not going to get the vaccine. They're not going to get the vaccine. Well, that's our fault. We've scared the crap out of them. How many people, with everything going on, I mean, we're just hearing now within New York, you can't, no indoor dining. Indoor dining, for people to lose their business, for people to lose everything, that must mean that this virus is so damn deadly that you trying to enjoy a meal and stay out of the cold and be in a warm area is too dangerous. So if we're telling people it's too dangerous to go to their nearby bakery or go to their nearby restaurant or to go to the grocery store or to go to the dentist, then we're also in a way telling them it's too dangerous to go out and get the vaccine. So my question is, how are we going to roll this back and unscare people to get them back out of the house to go and get their vaccine? I am being asked as a medical professional to help get people out there to get the vaccine. And I'm at the same time being told to keep people home. Okay? Does anybody see the irony? And it kills me when I hear people at home having the chest pain, having the appendicitis. One sounded like they had a bowel perforation. They were distended in a hell of a lot of pain. I go, look, you know, I think you had a bowel perforation. You got to go to the hospital. And again, I get, you want me to get exposed to COVID? This has been the same story all year long. People are at home with some major, major illnesses, some major issues, afraid to leave because of COVID. So that means on one end, we did a great job educating people on how deadly COVID could be. On the flip side, how the hell are we expected to get people to come out, vaccinate, and achieve herd immunity? So you tell me, how are public officials going to do this where they unscare people enough to leave, go to a medical facility, sit in an area for 15 minutes, because remember, mass vaccinating, you're not going to get to have your own private hotel room or your own private restaurant, shall we say. You're going to be 6 feet away from somebody else in a mask. And we just told everybody that if you are in a mask and sitting 6 feet away from somebody in a restaurant is too dangerous and restaurants need to close. So how do we convince somebody to go to the medical center to get the shot, but not the restaurant? You're going to have to, you got some explaining to do. I can't convince people to go and get a vaccine when you're telling them it's too deadly for them to leave the house. So are we going to, with the vaccine rollout, go to people's houses? Are you going to ask us doctors to go, it's okay, you're allowed to leave the house, COVID won't catch you if you're going for a vaccine? It all depends on why you're leaving the house. If you're leaving the house to go to a party, you're going to get COVID. But if you're leaving the house to get a vaccine, you won't get COVID. Tell us doctors what to say, because these people are too freaked out to go and get a vaccine later. The 1-877-DOC-BELL. Once again, what will be singing
tonight? Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Mary, did you know?
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And joining us next is Sarah Schiff, business integrity expert at Facebook, kind of giving us some tips on how to shop safe, shop smart this holiday season. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dr. Dahlia, for having me. Happy to be with you today, and happy holidays to you.
Oh, my gosh, happy holidays. Well, you know, thank you with Facebook and Better Business Bureau for kind of joining, you know, forces when it comes to how to, you know, protect consumers. Tell me, what are some of the pitfalls that consumers are running into?
You know, the most important tip is to do your homework before you buy. I like to categorize these tips into three buckets. You know, things to watch out for and do before you buy, what to do at checkout, and what to do after you buy. So in that first bucket, you know, what do you do before you buy? How do you avoid some of those pitfalls? You know, is this a company you know? If it's a business you're unfamiliar with, how long has the business been around? If an ad redirects you to a website, you might check the website name and see if what you are redirected to matches your expectations with the ad that you just saw. If it's completely unrelated, that would cause some alarm. Now, does the website offer clear, detailed information about the product? One thing that we're seeing is that these scammers use photographs that are very different than the dimensions of the product. So, for example, they'll put out a photo of a toy that appears to be life-size, and then when you look at the dimensions, they're either missing entirely, or the dimensions would have you learn that the toy is actually quite small and very different from the life-size nature of the photo that you would have believed. You know, do they have customer service? Is there a return policy? And be really wary if a retailer claims to have loads of that trendy product that cannot be found anywhere else. This is a really common tactic that scammers use by deploying the most popular products of the season at great prices to reel in consumers.
Great. Now, can you tell us about the Shop Safe, Shop Smart campaign?
Absolutely. Throughout December, the Shop Safe, Shop Smart Better Business Bureau and Facebook campaign will run ads and organic content on Facebook, Instagram, and various other social media channels to promote actionable tips on how to spot, avoid, and report scams online. You know, we want people to feel confident to shop safely at the online retailers they already love and trust, but also to discover and support new businesses, especially smaller ones that might be turning to online channels due to the pandemic for the first time. And every week we'll be giving people a different set of online shopping tips, some of which I just shared with you. And all of those tips will be available in one place at www.bbb.org/shopsafe.
Well, gosh, you know, thank you. We can't wait to have you back. You, I honestly, there's just so many more questions I have, but I know that, you know, we're short on time. But Sarah, thank you guys and your team at Facebook Better Business Bureau, and we can't wait to have you back on.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dahlia. Thanks for having me, and happy holidays. I hope you shop safely.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, guys, that was an interview that we pre-recorded. Shopping for the holidays, I'm not a big shopper. I don't like to shop. You guys know that. I can't stand going shopping. But I got to tell you, it is really nice to give your family a present that they like and they, you know, open up in front of you and they don't go, or they don't, you know, sell it on eBay 2 days later. I got to tell you guys something, and I'll do an official review once I get to play with it myself. But the problem I've had with my kids is with the lockdown, they're gaining weight. One is actually losing because once the gyms reopened, he hit the gym. But the other one who had a knee injury, you know, is gaining some weight. I also noticed hubby hasn't been hitting the gym. And when you had a routine that you had created after the last New Year's resolutions from 2019 to 2020, then you started the routine, and then all of a sudden the routine got taken away from you. Unfortunately, people let things go. And so I don't like kids sitting there playing video games, and I don't like my husband sitting there playing video games, and yeah, I live in a family of dudes, so they love their video games. You know, we got their gaming headsets, they got their gaming computers. I want them off their tushies. And so I got the family an Oculus. And the Oculus, many of you guys might have already had something similar. I've never had one of these. I've heard about them. It's where you put a headset on and you are in like a virtual world and you have a couple hand grips, hand sensors. And when you're in this Oculus world, you could see your hands. They look a lot better. I can't see the dog, but I could tell when the dog is there because I always worry I'm going to step on the dog. Because, you know, the dog just, you're kind of standing there in circles. The dog's like, is mommy confused? Mommy, the eats are over here. So sometimes the dog gets in the way. Sometimes the cat wants a rub tummy. So there's a way to know so you don't trip on a table. I think there's a way to kind of show your surroundings. It's really smart stuff. I don't know if it's recording you. I recorded my son doing it. He looked like an idiot just standing there in the middle of the room, you know, waving at the air. But it got him some exercise. And I guess one of the games he was playing was there was a game. I think he tested out all the demos. I didn't realize you buy the Oculus and now you got to buy the games too. But if they're going to exercise a little bit, I'd rather they do that. So he's like punching the air and he was doing it for about a half an hour working up a sweat because it was the boxing game. I remember Wii. Remember the Wii set where you would be on a board and you would play tennis and things like that? And it would be fun. It would be kind of like a little virtual thing. And then for some reason, I don't know why we stopped playing it. I don't think our house was big enough or the room was big enough. But with this, it's really weird. It really kind of puts you in a whole new world. And I don't know all the games they have, but I want one where you get to ski and I want to like pretend to ski, and that to me would be pretty damn cool. So I don't know. I'm going to try it out. I'm going to tell you guys how it looks, but that was the gift I did for Hanukkah, and looks like it worked. The kids seem to be happy. So that's kind of, yeah. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, as we start to talk about, Governor Cuomo, suggested that indoor dining was going to close down, and as of Monday, the crushing blow looks like going to be a reality. And for months, New York City's restaurant owners have warned that their businesses, many which already operate on tight margins, are on the edge of financial collapse. Thousands of employees, many of them low-wage workers, they say, according to the New York Times, have been laid off since March, and their jobs have yet to fully return. On top of that, you know, it's frigid temperatures out there. I think there was already a snowstorm that hit back east. And so they really can't do outdoor dining. Now, how bad is the positivity rate in New York City? 4%, we're being told. Daily Mail says Manhattan's test positivity rate is just 2.3%, whereas in Staten Island is 4.7%. Well, and that might just be because a lot of the streets of New York are empty. Because places are closed or they're not working. So but the hospitals are being overwhelmed in New York. And like I've said before, this is when hospitals get overwhelmed. They always get overwhelmed this time of year. They say of all the new COVID cases across the entire state, restaurants and bars are causing only 1.34% of them. They said the overwhelming majority, more than 73%, are coming from private indoor gatherings. Now, that has been something that keeps coming back up. Is our indoor activities putting us at higher risk than living life normally? And that's something we're going to talk about. According to this latest prediction, 110,000 restaurants are predicted to go out of business. An estimated 12, that's cross country, 110,000, an estimated 12,000 restaurants in New York City will close by the end of the pandemic. And remember, it's not just the business, you know, closes. It's then all those workers don't have jobs. It's the commercial real estate that restaurant occupied. It's the food that restaurant purchased, so the farmers get hit. It's the supply chain. It's the furniture. It's the, there's no commerce being done. The advertising, the menus, the cleaning equipment, cleaning supplies, all these things get taken into account. 110,000 restaurants might not seem enough, you know, a lot, but that's easily millions of jobs, millions upon billions of dollars spent that get lost. So, you know, why is New York cases rising to that degree such that they have to close it? So we're going to talk about what is so risky about indoors. 1-877-DOCDELI.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says congressional Democrats need to drop their controversial outstanding demands for the next coronavirus relief package.
In what universe should emergency aid for small businesses be contingent on massive bailouts for state governments with no linkage to actual needs?
McConnell has offered to take away corporate liability protections from the package if Democrats drop state and local funding from the bill, which Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is not happy about.
But to equate state and local aid, money for policemen and firefighters, bus drivers, sanitation workers, to complete corporate immunity is false equivalence.
President-elect Joe Biden set to introduce more members of his cabinet today. USA Radio News. It appears President-elect Joe Biden is sticking with people he knows and people that have been in Washington, D.C. for a long time for his administration. The transition team naming Susan Rice as the director of the White House Domestic Policy Council. Rice served as National Security Advisor and Ambassador to the U.N. under former President Barack Obama. She also misled Americans regarding a terrorist attack in Benghazi, Libya, which is why Mark Geist, former Marine, believes Rice is unfit for this position.
Joe Biden puts in somebody like Susan Rice, who we know has lied to the American people about Benghazi, who has zero experience in domestic policy, and a lot of failures truly in her foreign policy, even outside of Benghazi, and how she handled that.
More content coming to Disney Plus, Lucasfilm, and Marvel Studios will be delivering at least 22 series to the streaming service starting in 2021. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So throughout many of these months, a lot of us have stayed home. We have done our work from home. We've done virtual work from home. We've avoided Thanksgiving. We avoided Easter. We avoided Passover. We avoided 4th of July festivities. We avoided Thanksgiving and probably are going to avoid Christmas, avoided Hanukkah parties, avoided Christmas parties, avoided, you know, hanging out with our neighbors, avoided going to the soup kitchens and helping the homeless, avoided doing a lot of the charity work that we've been doing. And what have we gotten to, what, how are we thanked, and, you know, what do we have to show for it? Rising cases. We have rising COVID cases. So we've done the masks. We've done the social distancing. Cut our businesses down to 50, now 25% occupancy. And And more startling data has come out that the majority of cases that are happening indoors at people's homes. Households, meaning just being with your family, and private gatherings in New York has constituted 74% of the COVID cases. Healthcare, 7%. Higher education student, like high school students, about 2.4%. Colleges are going to be ticked when they hear that number, only 2.4%. But mind you, a lot of people are home and things like that, so maybe that's why it's low. Restaurants and bars were 1.43%. There was the science that people have been asking. Restaurant owners are like, where's the science that our being open is causing all this COVID, you know, rage and pandemic and deaths and hospitalizations? According to New York statewide contact tracing data from September to November, 1.4% as a result of a restaurant. So early on in this pandemic, another study had come out of New York citing the same thing. People indoors were, and staying indoors and doing exactly what they were told, were the ones coming in with COVID. Explain that. Remember, people want answers. I mean, I, as a doctor, I'm going to support public health measures and I'm going to, you know, support the experts, but I am not going to support telling somebody they can't work or telling somebody they can't have their business open when there's no science to back that up. Now, you have to be very, very careful when you read this. They have household / public gatherings. Okay, how many of that 74% was a party or a rager or a rave? And how much was that just people staying home? And remember, you're a sitting duck. So if you're home, your kids are home, spouse is an essential worker, comes back from working at the grocery store or working at the power company, brings something to you, you guys are there. You're a captive audience. You're going to get sick. So many of these people that are showing up at the hospital and all that aren't, like I said, the ones that were doing it wrong or bad people who need to be spanked. They're ones that, look, I was doing exactly what I told, I stayed home. So it starts to make you wonder, are we causing people to be sitting ducks? Now, we've given guidance to everybody who's with a family member who's an essential worker. We've said that the essential worker needs to come home, isolate, wear masks, avoid others. Even within the home, some medical experts say wear masks within the home. And everybody's like, are you kidding me? But I think this data coming out of New York, especially with the latest, where New York is going to be closing down their indoor dining again, and people are, again, going under and possibly suicidal with everything going on. All right? You know, can we really be honest about the facts? If telling people to stay home is apparently putting them more at risk, somebody needs to figure this out, because what have we been doing all these months? We've been staying home. You know, you see these memes. One person had, I'll be home for Christmas. You know, I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. And then they go, yeah, but I'm home anyway. I mean, I'll be home for Christmas because that's where I'm always at. I'm always home. You know, and it's interesting. So I do telemedicine, so I'm licensed in multiple states. I take care of patients, and they'll call in, and we're seeing the colds, we're seeing the upper respiratory infections, we're seeing the sinus infections, and I ask them, I go, okay, you know, I need you to stay home for the next 10 days because this could be COVID. They're like, I have been home. I am working from home. I'm like, well, then how did you get sick? So is it because they're not getting fresh air? Is it because they're eating what they have in their cupboard and they aren't eating, you know, they aren't going grocery shopping like they should? You know, I went grocery shopping yesterday. You know, I've been not going grocery shopping as often as I used to, but I got the asparagus, I got the salmon, I got salad dressing, and I tried to get as much fresh food as possible so everybody in the house can be eating the fresh foods, because I don't want them ordering pizza, I don't want them, you know, no offense DoorDash, but I don't want them ordering in, I want them to eat fresh food. But even I notice I'm going grocery shopping less. I'm not going grocery shopping as often. Now, we have a little bit of more news on the COVID front. Remember I told you that we need a little bit of clarity of why some people, when they get COVID, it's a little sniffle, and other people that get COVID are being completely consumed, being put on a ventilator, and then dying in a hospital. And I'm like, we need to figure out what the genetic makeup is of the two different, you know, reasons. Some people had suggested, well, maybe it's because they got a bigger dose, or it's because they weren't wearing their mask, or it's because they were outdoors. And, you know, like I said, interview the people in the hospital. If they weren't, you know, at a Trump rally or a BLM protest, or they were wearing their mask, don't be accusing them of that. Can we find a little bit more data? So apparently there is a study that looked at genes of some of these people that got more severe COVID. And they found with two, there were two genes on chromosome 19 called TYK2 and DPP9, one called FNAR2, found on chromosome 2, and that these genes on these chromosomes might explain why some people get the deathly COVID and some people get the more mild COVID. So, you know, we keep hearing in the news and, you know, business owners that are going under, they're like, look, why can't high-risk people just stay home and let the rest of us still live and be able to work? And, you know, when you hear the restaurants were only from September to November guilty of 1.43% of all the cases, it does make a lot of sense making all these hundreds of thousands of restaurants go under and all these employees lose money. And like I discussed, you know, if a restaurant closes, then so does that commercial real estate funding, and so does all the food they get from the farmer. And so, I mean, remember we talked about how the farmers didn't know what to do with all this food and the glut and the money they lost because you didn't have restaurants ordering the food. The furniture, the extermination, the cleaning supplies, all that gets affected. So if we're going to be making those decisions and people are suggesting just tell the people who are high at risk to stay home, we need to get some clarity of who's at risk. So right now it's been, all right, those with high blood pressure, those with diabetes, those of African-Americans seem to be higher affected, much more highly affected than others. You can't just tell a group's population very, you know, grossly, rather than with scalpel precision, all right, everybody stays, oh, you guys stay home. You can't just say elderly people stay home. That's discrimination. You can't do that. So we need to get a little bit more data. And I've been seeing some older people have milder cases, and then I've been hearing older people are dying. We just had another friend whose uncle died of COVID. I mean, this is, it's a deadly virus, so who's dying and why? I'm seeing a lot of Hispanics get severely affected also with COVID. So what is it within the gene makeup? Okay, we need to figure this out. You know, we talked about yesterday how 28%, this AP poll showed 28% of African Americans may not be, you know, wanting to get their COVID vaccine. Well, the COVID vaccine, what we just had discussed, where, you know, if the African American community is at such high risk of COVID, do they really want to venture out and get exposed? So, you know, what are we telling our high-risk groups? What advice are we giving them? Where are we, what are we learning? So figuring out that there could be genes that cause somebody to have that cytokine storm or succumb to COVID helps. It's just, it's kind of expensive to test everybody. But that's where we need to go next with this. 1-877-DOCTOR. To wish me greeting.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bells will be ringing, this sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't ask. I have no answer for this. Apparently, Time Magazine has named Joe Biden and Kamala Harris 2020's Person of the Year. Now, I get that Time Magazine will many times honor a candidate that has won the electoral votes, and I believe they've even honored Adolf Hitler being Man of the Year in 1938. Time Magazine in 2019 picked Greta Thunberg, climate activist. But today's announcement of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris being Person of the Year is kind of a slap in the face to all those healthcare workers, essential workers, first responders, custodians, those who made masks, who made COVID tests, who administered COVID tests, who are continuing to stand out in the cold administering COVID tests. I just think Time Magazine, I did another humdinger with this one, and it's insulting. You know, and you might be a fan of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, but what did they do that was so earth-shattering and influential and helpful? Now, some people may be like, well, they unseated Trump, allegedly, in the election. But if that's what Time Magazine's going for, you know, somebody who got votes. But if the person of the year is supposed to represent who basically was the most influential in, you know, keeping America together, keeping America, you know, through this crisis, I think Trump should have also been considered too. But I think it really should have won the healthcare workers and the essential workers, those at every grocery store, those at every gas station, those passing out masks, those, you know, coming, you know, near people with known COVID to swab them for COVID. So I just don't get what Time Magazine's doing. It's an insult. And are they purposely trying to divide people? Are they trying to kiss up to, you know, the possible new administration? It's insulting. And I think Time Magazine could have done a lot better. In terms of the, you know, SCOTUS case, we have now, the case started off with Texas challenging four states, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Georgia. And multiple states have now joined. 18 Republican attorney generals are siding with Texas. 22 Democrat-led states and territories supporting the battleground states are also, from what I understand, a part of this. They say they are jumping in mostly along ideological lines, but not entirely, to bring to the court's attention that the election might not have followed the Constitution. And from which I understand that, you know, if an election is going to make changes on how they're going to collect votes, there has to be some sort of process and some sort of approval by Congress. And there also has to be integrity protected by the different states, such that you don't have dead people vote or people voting twice. You know, Democrats and liberals have told me that, you know, many of them knew it was the mail-in ballots were a cluster because either they didn't get their ballot or they got two ballots. That right then and there should have completely nullified the election and things start over. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with the Supreme Court. From what we understand, they will, doing social distancing measures or by phone, discuss. So you have the defendant states like California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Nevada, New Jersey, Guam, Hawaii. They're trying to say that their elections count. Arizona is backing Texas. Of course, they have GOP attorney generals, you know, but Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Indiana, Kansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Utah, and West Virginia are helping support Texas in this case. And so, there's a lot of briefs, there's a lot of information out there, and there's a lot of emphasis on changing election rules without going through their legislators and of them, you know, showing that the process is going to be safe and sound. That's my understanding. And there's been a lot of debate on if there was fraud or not. I don't understand why there was, you know, people said there was absolutely no fraud. Every election has fraud. Every election there's dead people voting. There, you know, so don't say there's no fraud, you know, but was it enough to show that the system was contaminated? That's not where people are looking. People are like, was it enough to overturn the results? Well, you can't look at it that way. If you only find five votes that were tainted, You can't just say, well, just those five votes. You have to look back and go, well, is this representative or reflective of a system where we could have had a lot more contamination? That doesn't work a lot of times in the eyes of courts. They want to see the exact evidence. You can't project or you can't surmise. But to me, contamination in science, contamination is contaminated. If you guys find out that there was any data contaminated with the vaccine, that gets thrown out and the studies have to be redone. That's just how you do it. If you have a contaminated carton of milk, do you skim off the contaminated part? No, you got to throw out the whole carton. So it'll be very interesting to see. Apparently 100 House Republicans, including Minority Whip Steve Scalise, have signed an amicus brief backing Texas. I know I use this example, you know, in terms of an election, but let's say a state goes, all right, guys, you could Snapchat or Instagram or Facebook wave your vote. You can't just have a state randomly say, all right, guys, you guys could all vote, you know, by, I don't know, Instagramming a picture. So there has to be proof that the election will have integrity if we do something that's a little off norm. And millions of mail-in ballots was off norm. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also off norm is the way we're seeing movies. Now that movie theaters are closing up and going under and not really getting the relief it needs from Hollywood still knows how to keep kicking by using the streaming services. And so Disney Plus had attracted a lot of viewers because they had, you know, a lot of the Disney movies for kids and they had The Mandalorian. Well, they need to come up with new content. So apparently there's going to be 10 new Star Wars spinoffs, 10 Marvel shows, including, I think, The Falcon, a new Indiana Jones movie, and not that I'm excited about this one, a deal with the Kardashians as part of 100 new titles to lure viewers. So there's going to be two more series based on The Mandalorian. I really hope Baby Yoda or Grego? I call him Baby Yoda. Hopefully Baby Yoda gets his own series. But Star Wars is going to offer two more series based on The Mandalorian. Kardashian family has signed a deal with Disney-owned Hulu after leaving E! There's also going to be a Buzz Lightyear prequel, a Black Panther sequel, I guess a bunch of new titles because Disney wants to ramp up its efforts to outperform Netflix, HBO Max, Amazon Prime. HBO Max is going to get a slew of Warner Brothers or Warner Media movies, including Wonder Woman. It's ridiculous because we have to buy all these streaming services. I mean, how much money is that? It's ridiculous. And then, you know, people say, well, then just come over to my house to watch HBO and I'll come over to your house to watch Hulu. I thought the point was to stay apart from everybody because of COVID. So maybe that's why we're seeing COVID go up. It's because everybody's streaming and, you know, borrowing each other's accounts. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.